State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Triangle, right? I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impacting the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call this Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up. Get out of bed and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday. What? How's everybody feeling this morning?
Man, I did not want to get out of bed. I got a new bed yesterday.
I didn't know who you were. I ain't seen you in so long. I was like, I'm looking at my peripheral, like, who's this in the bubble vest with the hat low? Like, they about to jack somebody.
Feels weird in here.
Does that sound weird? Welcome back.
She don't even know what good quality sound sounds like.
Because
she's been broadcasting from home for so long.
It sounds tinny.
What brings you in today, Yee?
Y'all want
to... What?
Take a risk with this deadly variant in New York.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. Deadly variant. I know one thing. I'll tell you something. I just finished Cicely Tyson's book, Just As I Am, a memoir. Mm-hmm. Man, drop one of Clues Bombs for that. Because, you know, I was reading it at first because we were supposed to interview Cicely Tyson, but Correct. Then she transitioned. Mm-hmm. And so I was just taking my time, and I was listening to it because she actually reads her Audible book. And her voice is so soothing.
Mm.
And I just finished it this morning, man. Incredible, incredible, incredible listen. Just want to tell y'all to, you know, take some time to listen to Just As I Am by Cicely Tyson, a memoir.
Okay.
Especially during Black History Month. Because, I mean, it is such a historical Black history lesson because she was 96 years old. And I think sometimes we forget the free jewelry that our elders just possess because we live in this society where we're just like, you know, oh, when somebody's older, it's almost like they depreciate with value. No. Why do y'all humans put value on everything that's older except yourselves? Cars, cheese, cognac, wine. No, people, man. And she definitely got a story.
I'll read that book next. And
oh,
I'm looking forward to this weekend because, you know, when you get a new bed, a new mattress, it's like an amazing feeling. And for the first time, I got one of those Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Mm-hmm. So it has like a remote control so it can push your head up and it can put your
to
feet
watch
up.
TV, yep.
It
mm-hmm.
has a massager on it. And everything, it is amazing, okay? When I was mattress shopping, I went to Mattress Firm, and they were telling me you're not really meant to lay flat because of the arch in your back.
Correct.
So that's why sometimes if you're sleeping, you're supposed to put your legs up a little. And so it did really make a big difference. Like, I feel a lot better today.
That's wow. How you know you old, when that's what we care about, because I care about the same thing. That bed, that mattress, and mm-hmm. them sheets. I need them thread counts to be right, goddamn it.
But I've always been really big on having a nice mattress ever since I was... When I got my first apartment, that was like the biggest deal to me, is to get a nice mattress. We spent so much time in bed that you should have a nice mattress.
That's
it can
right.
really affect you.
I got them fuzzy sheets. I don't know. They're like, if you have like the
flannel?
Soft blankets. No, they're not flannel. They're another material. But they're like, you know how you have the soft blankets? I was talking to my daughter about a week ago. I was in her bed with her talking. And she has
ago.
The softest sheets. It's not regular sheets. It's like the fluffy, comfortable sheets that you wear as a blanket, but they make it as sheets. What? I'm so addicted to that, man. I love those sheets. But let's
hey,
get
man.
The show.
That's
right.
Right, man. Salute to everybody out there with a blow-up mattress on the floor right now. Salute to everybody out there with a mattress and no box spring. We're just giving you something to inspire to
or
this morning.
People with a mattress and you could feel the coils in your back.
Lord have mercy.
Been there. Now, also, I wanna, a couple of months ago, I was making fun of kids that didn't want to shovel snow, right? Yesterday, I had to shovel snow. So, you know, in the backyard, you say, I'm not touching the backyard till the summer because I don't care about it. Well, yesterday, I had to shovel some snow in the backyard because I had to get to something in the backyard. Now, I understand why those kids don't want to shovel no snow. I completely understand. Snow nowadays is different than when I was a kid.
Yeah, but you're not getting paid for it. So when them kids pull up and they shovel in the snow, they know that they're getting paid for it. So their enthusiasm might be a little different.
Yeah, maybe.
Plus, they're younger. They back don't hurt like
you
always do.
You're right. You don't want to get sued for it either.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, some kids got kicked out of a school because their mom is on OnlyFans.
Yeah, mom. All right, well. Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start in Sacramento. A school there, Sacred Heart Parish School, sent an email home to Crystal Jackson saying that her three boys were not allowed to return to school, all because administrators discovered that she has an OnlyFans account.
What's that got to do with our kids, though?
Yeah, that ain't right.
Just because she badly built on OnlyFans, what that got to do with her kids?
Well, we don't know how she looks.
That's true.
OnlyFans.
What difference does that make?
But why though? Why her kids? Like, why did her? Why are her kids getting punished because their mom's on OnlyFans? And why is it a crime to be on OnlyFans? What is she doing on OnlyFans? Give us more details, E.
Well, she said the site, and she started it with her husband Chris. Her OnlyFans allowed them to rekindle the flame in their marriage. And photos show her in various poses and outfits. Some show her fully clothed, like the mom next door. Others are a little more explicit, like photos of her wearing lingerie and heels that are intended to accompany her sexy story. She said you get this confidence in yourself. It's that confidence that you gain that you're like, maybe I do feel sexy or maybe I am sexy. So they made $15,000 the first month that they started. Then that number continued to grow, and now they make about $150,000 a month for their posts.
But how are they going to pay for that school? Yeah, how are they going to pay for that school?
Well, the school said they can't comment on any situations like that. They don't comment on things like that, but they sent an email saying, we therefore require that you find another school for your children and have no further association with ours. Your apparent quest for high-profile controversy in support of your adult website is in direct conflict with what we hope to impart to our students and is directly opposed to the policies laid out.
Oh, yeah, our producer, Daniel, just said it's a Catholic school. That's why, even though I still don't. I didn't know that was a reason. I didn't know you could kick somebody's kids out of school because of what the parents were doing.
Yeah, what about for the kids,
though? If the kids were on OnlyFans doing explicit stuff and, you know, I can understand that. But what did the parents have to do with that?
Now, who told on them? Whoever told on them should be kicked out, too, because
somebody somebody with an OnlyFans.
Right.
Somebody on OnlyFans.
They're making $150,000 a month, though.
That's what made me say she's probably bad built, but she's probably not. But
she is.
She is?
I can confirm.
Oh, man.
You can confirm? Let me see.
Let me see drama. Boy, her husband
Drama,
gonna beat you up,
No. So,
you said she was married, right?
Her husband
gonna beat you up, Dramos.
He knows I'm speaking this.
Let me see.
The only thing is now, Envy, your kids don't go to Catholic school, right? Because you have an OnlyFans.
Mine is about real estate, but no. Oh. They don't go to Catholic school. They're in private school.
She looks like somebody's grandma, still keeping it sexy.
$150,000 a month with that? Come on now.
I mean, people
Hello,
like MILFs.
Hello, stop it. People like regular-looking women. Everything doesn't have to be perfection in your eyes.
Ain't nobody said it was perfection. Nobody said it was regular either. We just talked to you. Did you even look
at it? Y'all over here critiquing.
Did you see the picture?
It don't matter to me.
First of all, let's be clear. We have every right to critique that because it's on sale. So I have to decide whether or not to put my money there.
Let me see.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Okay. That's on sale. I'm not just critiquing it for the sake of critiquing it. That's on sale. She's charging for that.
Correct.
But I feel like it's also how people watch certain things like reality TV. It's not that you necessarily... People just like what they like. They want to see like regular people do it.
That's a little different.
That's why people like amateurs.
Yeah, but that's somebody acting. There's somebody in their life. That's...
I'm not knocking her hustle, though. She's making $15,000 a month. So, you know, somebody's into it. I respect the hustle. But I just don't understand why her kids got kicked out of school.
Yeah, that's not right.
And that wasn't even nothing crazy you just showed us, Drum. That wasn't nothing
she's not naked.
Yeah, she wears lingerie.
Yeah, you can't see nipples. You can't see nothing else.
Right.
Yeah, it's just Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
All right, now this Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be here by next week. So let's see what happens. But that is what a lot of people are waiting for because it's supposed to be just one shot that you have to take.
So I almost started my vaccine shot yesterday. They called me and said, hey, if you come now, you can get the vaccine. But by the time I got there, an essential worker was there before me. So they have to give it, you know, they give it to the essential worker before me.
It also doesn't need special refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
Medical personnel will be able to bring the vaccine to people in their homes. So people who can't actually leave the house, who are homebound and can't get vaccinated, they'll be able to get someone to come to the house to do that.
Yeah, it's just something strange about when they be calling people and they be like, come get this vaccine before we throw it out. You know what I mean?
What's strange about that?
I don't
know.
It just feels
It did feel a little strange. Like I'm the garbage. Like, hurry up before we throw it out.
It's
only because of the refrigeration aspect, though.
I know.
You just don't want it to get bad. You'd rather give it to somebody like Envy than throw it away.
Yeah, once they open it, you got
to,
I think it's 6 hours.
Give it to somebody like Envy.
Envy try it. But I was definitely going to try it yesterday, but essential worker, you know, they needed it.
They
more
do
than
recommend
I
for anybody, you do not get to choose your vaccine, really. They say, whichever one you can get, just take it.
Yeah, my parents get dosed too this week too. So
all right,
I gotta
well,
get dosed one.
That is your front page news.
Well, y'all go get dosed for me. Okay. I'm gonna see how I'll be right behind y'all.
Oh, you always
especially
wanna be behind
you and me, yeah.
You always wanna be behind.
Could
me,
you
man.
Stop?
No.
Okay,
me.
Can we go one show, just one without the flirting?
That's you.
Gosh.
Get it off Jesus your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yolanda from Miami.
Good morning. Yolanda. Hey, Yolanda from the 305.
Get it off your chest.
What? I'm actually upset at the lady with the three kids that got kicked out because it's the husband's wives are the ones snitching on her.
It's the husband what?
It's the wives of the husbands that's subscribing to her OnlyFans is the one snitching on her.
Oh, that's the story? Oh, wow. Wow. So they jealous. They envious.
They jealous because they getting that $5 a month from her. and they don't like it.
Mm. Yeah, and it's probably other husbands in the school. That's probably how it started. One of the other husbands in the school was looking at her. The wife got mad, probably.
Yep.
All this did was bring more attention to their page.
Yeah, that's true, because that's 150. I'm over here like, okay. Get your money.
I got to see receipts, though. I don't believe she's getting 15 grand a month. I got to see receipts.
Don't you know that pictures are worth 150 a month?
You said what?
You don't think her pictures are worth $150,000 a month?
She's making $150 a month?
$150. She started off making $15. She's up to $150 a month.
That's what I said. Nah, I don't believe that.
That's what I said.
No, I don't believe that. I got to see receipts. I don't believe that.
For $150 a month.
I don't believe that.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, what's going on, bro? It's Mello.
Mello, what's popping, brother?
Yo, man, I need to give you donkey today, my guy.
You can't do that. Why am I getting donkey
today? You definitely can. I'll sue you.
Solomon said it's our show. And
that's right.
I'm going to use my rights.
That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what I need you to do is stop flirting with this married man.
I'm not flirting with him. What did I say this morning?
Thank you, Mello.
He said I'm coming behind you.
And then you smiled. I heard you.
I didn't smile. How you heard me smile?
No, you did smile. You right, Mello. Mello, you're right.
Mello, he didn't even pause.
Don't let him make you think you're not right, Mello.
Nah, I'm definitely right, man. You got to stop doing that. Donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
Goodbye, Mello, man.
He stopped flirting with a married man.
I'm not flirting with you.
Have some integrity.
He's married. He's not married.
Stop it.
My goodness.
No, thank you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shaw from Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Let's go, Brooklyn.
I'm calling because as women, I feel like we go through a lot, like, and we bottle it in, and I need some type of therapy, like.
What's the matter? Talk to us.
I got siblings staying with me, don't want to pay rent.
Oof.
And then, you know, you have relationship issues, and then you're a single parent, it get hard.
I feel you. You taking the weight of the world on you, and then you feel like you just got to act so strong for everybody else.
You want some therapy?
And
you want
then
some,
you don't.
You want, some,
yes.
You want some free therapy? Eddie, bless her with some 6 months of free therapy to talk space, courtesy of RCA Records and Toby. We got you.
Because then you don't want to talk to nobody because you're scared of judgment, and you keep everything bottled in, and it's not healthy.
Right. What part of Brooklyn are you from?
I'm from Bed-Stuy.
Oh, that's where I live.
Now, therapy is amazing for you. Therapy is going to help you unpack your brain. It's going to help you organize your brain. It's like having a junky-ass closet.
And you finally get to put everything in order. You, okay? Don't hang up.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Don't hang up, please. Hold on as we give you this therapy.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises? Or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, this is Sean from Tulsa.
What's up, bro?
What's
get
up,
it off
Sean
your chest?
From Tulsa?
Sean from Tulsa. What's good, club?
Peace, up, King. Bro? I love Tulsa, by the way. Black Wall Street, home of Black Wall Street.
Yes, sir. You got it right. Hey, man, y'all was talking about y'all don't buy stolen goods no more, right?
No, I don't. They didn't say that. I said I don't buy stolen goods anymore.
Okay, facts. So that got me thinking. Like, I want to get off my chest. Like, I've been taking from my job, right? But I've been selling it and paying my child support.
Well, it depends. Where do you work?
Where do I work? Yeah, like, come on.
What kind of stuff? Is it luxury goods?
So like,
is
it apparel?
Apparel, okay.
Is it something that we like? Like, would I want it?
Yeah, 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 for sure. Yeah.
Department store?
Is it a mom and pop store?
No, sir.
Is it a black? Is it a black owned business?
No, sir.
So it's a big franchise chain.
Yes, sir.
Owned by white people.
Owned by white folks.
Is it
Carry On King?
Is it foreign?
Carry On King.
No, it's not foreign.
Carry On King.
I just said I don't.
I'm trying to guess. Is it? Do they have purses or like what else?
Yes.
They have shoes?
Yeah, like clothes. Yeah, purses, shoes, clothes, you know what I'm saying?
How much of a discount?
I feel bad, yo.
Well, get out now before you get caught.
Well, you know, like I said, see, your situation is a little different because you actually work for the place. You know what I mean? So being that you work for the place, like, you know, that's kind of foul. If you didn't work for the place and you was just stealing out of the place, okay.
Right.
You know, but the fact you work for them.
It just came up, and I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I could do a little bit here.
How long you been working for them?
Like 4 months, 5 months.
Are you stealing already?
Give me an idea of what something costs. No. Like, tell me, like, what one of the items might cost. That's like a, you know, I'm just trying.
Like $150.
Okay.
$80.
It's just a little reverse colonization, guys. You know what I mean?
But you don't want to go to jail.
Somebody might go to jail.
And you know what else, too? I ain't going to lie. I used to work at Macy's, right? And what they would do is they would let people steal and keep an eye on them until it turned into like a grand larceny charge because they stole that many items. So just make sure that they're not watching you and making sure that they're not adding up those items so that you have a bigger charge.
You a psychic or what?
I used to listen. Clearly, I know it did used to go down. I did work at Macy's.
I'm just saying, I don't steal because I don't want the bad karma. I feel like it'll come back and get me, so I won't buy anything stolen. I won't buy nothing like that. That's just me personally.
But it's just a part of me that feels like, man, he's stealing from this corporation to sell it back to people in the hood for cheaper so he can pay child support. It's something Robin Hoodish about this. It's something noble. It's something noble about this, King.
I feel like I've been good for so long. I've been getting
Listen, you can't pay. You're not going to be able to pay nothing from jail. They probably watching you. Because trust me, they have security. They get bonuses every time they catch somebody stealing. And they got cameras everywhere. And they could be watching you. So I just want to warn you.
You probably should stop. You got to pay for bail, all that, and then you wind up giving that money right back.
You probably should stop, but if you do go to jail, just know you did it for the culture.
For sure. I appreciate y'all, man.
No, not for sure. Don't do it, man. Don't let you go.
What do you mean?
This is gracious.
If it would have been like Louis or Chanel, I would have got his number.
I heard you asking.
Yeah. We don't know if it wasn't.
No, he said the bag's only $150.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Michael Kors, who cares?
You can't even get a keychain.
Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's do an update on Tiger Woods and that car crash. Is he going to face any charges? We'll tell you what's going on.
All right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake that ass up
in the morning.
Check out this Breakfast Club rewind.
Family in Virginia, they found nearly $1 million in cash lying in the middle of the road. Now, if that was you, what would you do?
I would keep it. Depends what I was praying for.
I would keep
it. If I was praying for a blessing.
Bags of trash?
Especially at a time like
this.
Yes,
I would
keep it.
They thought it was bags of trash on the road. So instead of just throwing it to the side, they actually put the bags in the back of their pickup truck because I guess they wanted to dispose of it. It wasn't until they got home that they realized that they had gotten $1 million almost. They actually called local deputies and told them about their discovery.
But what would you have done, Charlamagne?
I would have prayed again. I would have said, now, God, if this is supposed to be mine, give me a sign.
Taking you back with the classic rewind. It's The Breakfast Club.
I thought this was a podcast.
Listen up.
This
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tiger Woods will not face criminal charges for the crash that he was in. They said it was purely an accident. There was no evidence showing that he was under the influence of any substance when he drove his vehicle off a cliff in California on Tuesday. They did say he could be hit with an infraction if they determined he was using his cell phone when he lost control or if he was distracted behind the wheel. But that's a big difference from being charged with a crime.
Did they do a blood test, though, to see if there was alcohol in the system, or they don't even do that unless they smell it or something? I thought
they did. They did not take a blood sample because there was no signs of impairment.
How they even came to that conclusion? I didn't even know that was considered a criminal situation. I thought he was just in an accident.
If it would have been drunk or under some type of substance.
But why, though? Why they came to that conclusion that it could have possibly been a crime?
They said he was lucid and sober in the moments after the accident. Well, nobody said that they thought it was a crime, but I guess
they got to double check. Yeah. It was nobody else involved in the accident. It was, 7:30 a.m. in the morning, so it wasn't like he fell asleep. So they just got to do their investigation.
Sounded to me like they reminded Tiger Woods he is indeed black.
Well, they're actually mad at the CNN reporter because they said he made insensitive remarks about Tiger Woods' crash. This is Andy Scholes, and he did later apologize. Listen.
What are your thoughts right now?
Stunned, I guess, but not entirely surprised by, what we're seeing here. Tiger back in 2017 was found by police, pulled over the side of the road, asleep in his car. He had said he had taken a lot of painkillers at that time because we all know Tiger's undergone a lot of surgeries over the years and painkillers have become a part of his life.
Punk ass. See what I'm saying? How you just gonna automatically assume that man was on some type of drugs because he was in an accident? I'm telling you, it's because whether Tiger realizes it or not, he's a black man who dominates a white sport. So they've always tried to put a stain on his name.
All right, well, Dwayne Wade said that before that crash that he was with Tiger Woods right before it, and they were actually shooting some segments for Golf Digest, and here's what he had to say about that day.
I picked up the golf club, like many in the black community, because of Tiger Woods. And I got that opportunity yesterday to get out there and, he taught me a few things. Hopefully it translates and be able to talk to him about Sam and Charlie and his father. And, it was a great day. And then I woke up today so proud to be able to post that moment, for the world and be able to get like a little snippet of our moment together. And I took a nap and I woke up and I woke up to the news.
D-Wade better than me, because as a married man, I would never tell my wife I was hanging out with Tiger Woods. I ain't got no business around Tiger Woods as a married man.
They're playing golf, bro.
Nope.
If you have an opportunity to play golf with Tiger Woods, you better take it.
They're playing golf.
And it was for an article.
Nope. Every man got his wife got that one person they don't want you around because they
just Tiger Woods.
They got their PP too much in the streets.
No.
All right, now, Tiger Woods. Drea wants to play Diamond when they potentially remake the Players Club. She's already put it out there. She posted pictures and with herself. She said, this could be me in a reboot, but y'all playing. And then she added Ice Cube. And people were mad about that. They were hating on her. And she said she expected it. And I saw Jocelyn chimed in, except that she's not Jocelyn's cabaret. Everyone will agree that I'm the perfect girl to play that role. And then she added Ice Cube.
It's so shocking to me when people are shocked that people hate on them on social media. Do you understand social media is the land of the most miserable people on the planet?
That is facts.
They don't want you to be happy, Drea. Of course, they don't want to see you get the role of Diamond. That's more money for you, more opportunity that they're not getting. Come on.
All right. Well, Drea posted, whew, my cousin said I could request to play myself in a movie and y'all would still say no.
She right.
The hate be real, but it's definitely motivating.
It's definitely real. Social media, the land of the miserable. Misery loves company. And those companies are called Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Okay.
All right. Well, that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes. And let's talk about Kyrie Irving. He is asking that Kobe Bryant be the new NBA logo.
I agree with him.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, Kyrie Irving has reignited that discussion about the NBA logo being changed to Kobe Bryant with an Instagram post that he put up yesterday. He posted the logo with Kobe and said, gotta happen. I don't care what anyone says. Black Kings built the league.
I agree with him 100%. Not just because it's Kobe, but because what he said is true. Black Kings built the league. There's absolutely no reason for a white man, Jerry West, to be the NBA logo. What would the NBA be if the NBA stood for no blacks allowed? Would it still be a multi-billion dollar business?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think a black person should be the logo, and Kobe Bryant would be the perfect person.
All right. Now, Illinois has become the first state to end cash bail as part of criminal justice reform. They said that is a substantial step toward dismantling the systemic racism that plagues our communities, our state, and our nation, according to the governor. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a law that I think needs to be federal. Don't we think ending cash bail?
Ending cash bail?
Mm-hmm.
Well, think it about how many people. Crime, though. Depends on the crime.
Think about how many people are sitting in jail.
Right. Oh, yeah. For petty offenses. Wait, absolutely.
Petty offenses, 100%. Yeah, depends 100%. On the crime, though.
Mm-hmm. I was having a brain fart because I was still thinking about something. I was thinking if
you have money, you can get out on bail. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you have to sit there.
Yeah, that's what happened to Khalif Browder. God bless the dead.
But
it
depends on the crime, though. For something petty, grand larceny, absolutely, you're right. But if it's murder or something like that, we got to make sure you're staying in and out.
Well, that's
running.
And would you even get a bail if it's murder?
Depends.
Depends.
All right, well, anyway, this makes the state the first in the nation to completely abolish cash bail. So that's major. We're talking about police reform. Now, they also are talking about requirements that all police officers wear body cameras by 2025, a ban on all police chokeholds, new guidelines for decertification of police officers, and statewide standards and services for officers to receive regular confidential mental health screenings and assistance.
What state is that?
It's in Illinois.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily agree with that. Because if you're a pedophile, right, and you get caught for being a pedophile, you could bail yourself out. You don't have to have no cash bail. You could just walk out. No.
But think about it. Some people are able to do it, and some people aren't. You know what I'm saying? If you're able to get a bail,
there should be certain crimes, though. Like if you're a pedophile, if you're manslaughter, if there's certain things where you can influence the victim in a negative, bad way, and you just walk out and be nah.
I'm not educated enough on this subject to discuss it, but I mean that might be in there. I don't know. I don't know what
it's a pretrial fairness act. So by the way, if you're accused of something, it doesn't mean that you're guilty.
That's
right?
True.
And so this new law eliminates wealth-based detention, so it gives judges a more strictly defined decision-making process based on a real risk of present threat or willful flight. So obviously you're not going to get bail.
Okay. Because I thought it usually depends on what they have on you. Like if they have a lot of information on you, if they have surveillance cameras, if they have, you know, probability that you can influence the victim. That's why.
Because a lot of times people get bail if they'll give you a bail if they don't think you're a flight risk.
Correct.
Right. But some people might get bail but just can't afford it. And then some people can't afford it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Now, lawyers have found the parents of 105 separated migrant children in the past month. So the parents of 506 separated migrant children still haven't been found. And lawyers are saying the parents of 322 of those were likely to have been deported. Imagine that is so sad. These kids that don't know where their parents are, and these parents who don't know where their kids are, these kids will forever be affected in their lives. I'm glad that they have found the parents of 105 of those. Who knows how different those children are from when they've been separated from their parents and when these other kids will be found and reunited.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, a former aide is now charging that Governor Andrew Cuomo actually sexually harassed her and kissed her without her consent and asked her to play strip poker. So Lindsay Boylan, she's running for Manhattan Borough President. She formerly worked for Cuomo and the state's Economic Development Agency, wrote in a Medium post that he kissed her on the lips against her will at his office in Manhattan. This is all after we told you before he's being accused of covering up coronavirus deaths in New York nursing homes. And so now you see this is something that has definitely.
Has he had a press release about any of this stuff yet? Has he did a briefing, a daily? He might need some new daily briefings.
Yeah, he's got it. I mean, he's clearly going to have to address these things. So we'll see what he has to say.
Yeah, I know his people say that wasn't true. But
yeah, they said that Ms. Boylan's claims of inappropriate behavior are quite simply false. They said they provided flight manifests that show more people on the plane than those cited by Boylan. They said she never said there was no one else on the flight, merely that they were sitting in close proximity. And they did not specifically address the kiss. And she also could not be reached for comment after her Medium post. But she said that she was on his jet flying back from an event and he told her, let's play strip poker. And then she said they were close enough that their knees almost touched in the presence of a state trooper and press aide. She said she tried to brush it off and said sarcastically, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, that they were close enough that their knees almost touched, huh?
Mm-hmm. She said she was sitting right by him. on the jet.
Yo, that is so crazy, because a couple of months ago, the world loved Governor Cuomo and wanted him to run for president.
That don't mean they still don't love him.
And everything was so... Now it seems like everything just didn't turn on him in less than 30 days.
Hey, listen, nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's going to have, you know, certain accusations, you know, leveled at them at certain points, especially when you're in that position. Mm-hmm. So... Right. It's just a matter of if it's true or not.
Right. I mean, yeah, there were accusations against Donald Trump. There were accusations against Biden.
Yeah.
All right. And she also said that he also would make negative comments about the weight of female colleagues and their personal relationships.
That's why President Obama is still so remarkable, because he never had any of that type of dirt. Mm-mm. I mean, God, he broke a white man's nose for calling him a coon, and we just found out about that yesterday.
And I'm not really mad about it.
I don't believe that really happened.
Why? Yeah. You think he's a liar?
I think it's cap. I do.
Really?
Listen, if Barack Obama had really broke a white man's nose, they would have used that against him when he was running for president.
They didn't know.
Maybe how they didn't know? They know everything about these people. They dig up everything.
Maybe that's his homie now.
And where's the guy?
Maybe that's his homie now and never released
Where's the guy?
That's what, maybe he's
maybe
his
Barack
homie.
Obama There's killed friends. Him and buried his body.
Oh, wow. See, that's how rumors get started. Now, that's exactly. By the way, that's going to be on YouTube later. That's how Pizzagate and stuff get started right there. Clinton's been dealing with stuff like that forever. Jesus Christ.
My
God. I just said the man didn't have no scandal, no stain on him.
We just made one up.
It'd be your own people.
Just killed him. You buried him in the back of the White House and all that.
It'd be your own people.
You also didn't know how gangster he really was.
It'd be your own people. Look at this, bringing Barack down.
That would be a great horror movie.
Wow.
Get Jordan Peele on the line. All right. Well, you think he's this great guy, no blemishes, and then you find out he hides everything because he kills the victims, and we never hear from them again.
Well, Angela Yee, new show on Fox News coming. Clearly. Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
All right. Well, there you go. It'll be just like Ozark. He could buy a funeral home.
All right,
and
Yee.
Then put
we
the
get
bodies
it.
And cremate them.
You digging yourself a grave right now.
All right, well, that is your, what was that?
That was Front Page News, okay. Yeah, but it might more like rumor report. Now, when we come back, let's talk Crystal Jackson. Now, tell people who Crystal Jackson is and what happened with her and her kids.
Well, her and her husband started an OnlyFans page. Now, they started off making about $15,000 a month. They're now up to $150,000 a month. But the Catholic school that their three kids attended actually kicked them out of school, expelled them because of the OnlyFans page. And some of the other parents actually snitched on her.
All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Should her kids be kicked out of that Catholic school? Now, the Catholic school said your apparent quest for high-profile controversy in support of your adult website is in direct conflict with what we hope to impart our students.
You know, they couldn't even pick up the things they left in class. That's how fast they kicked them out. They told them, no, you can't get your stuff.
Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Should those kids be kicked out of school? Now, remember, this is a Catholic school, so they can decide who they want and who they don't want in their school, correct? Is that right? Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about a lady named Crystal Jackson. Her kids were kicked out of Catholic school because she created an OnlyFans page. Now, her OnlyFans page, she's not naked. She's not doing any porn. She's just in lingerie. All right. I guess some of the parents ratted her out and they kicked the kids out of school. Now, Charlamagne, what did you think about the OnlyFans page?
What did I think about the page?
The pictures that you seen on the page.
They look all right. I don't know how old she is. At first, I thought she was just badly built, but then you sent a couple more pictures to the group chat, and she cool. I don't think she's $150,000 a month cool,
right?
But it ain't my thing. I'm just not going to pay for it. Clearly, somebody likes it because she's making $150,000 a month. Even though I need to see the receipts because I don't believe that either. I think that's cap.
Okay.
But I don't think the kids should be kicked out of the school because of what the mother is doing, you know? I just think that's wrong. I understand that they say, you know, sometimes kids have to pay for the sins of their parents, but I don't think this is one of those times.
But also with a Catholic school, isn't it more like a private institution where they can decide who comes to their school and who's not in their school? I mean, I think it's absolutely positively wrong, but can they decide?
I guess,
because it's not like a public school where, you know, they have to have all kids that's in the district. Catholic school, they can decide who they want depending on, because you pay
My
for
daughter
it.
Was in
I
Catholic
guarantee
school.
You some of them other parents got OnlyFans pages and they real quiet now. At that school.
Well, according to one of our listeners earlier, they said it was other people calling in.
Yeah, hating there's on other hating parents on the wife. That told on them.
Yeah, but I don't think they should get kicked out, because some of the stuff that we say up here, I mean, Charlamagne has flirted with me so much up here sometimes. And
Yo, stop lying.
That is the truth. You gave me an ass.
Whoa, I did not.
Well, let's move on.
My daughter.
We don't want your daughter getting kicked out of NYU.
No, my daughter went to Catholic school for a while. She doesn't anymore, but I never had any complaints. I had a guy at the school question me about some stuff that I said on the air one time.
Mm-hmm. But a teacher?
Nah, it was actually a food, when they had like the food fair.
Yeah.
And he's like a food truck guy. And he's like, hey, man, I like you, man, you know, but I know some of that stuff ain't true, right? Some of that stuff you don't really believe. I said, about what? He said, you know, about, I said, about what? And he was like, you know, crackers. And I said, well, listen, I'm very specific about when I discuss crackers. Crackers are racist, bigoted people. I said, you should be calling some of these white racist, bigoted people crackers, too. Now, do you have any crackers since you got a food truck? I'd like some peanut butter.
Give you some crackers?
Yes.
All right, there you have it. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking Crystal Jackson. Do you think her kids should be kicked out of school? Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Arlene from the Bronx.
Good morning, Arlene from the Bronx.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Right. That's right, Charlamagne. And I used to hate you, but now you cleared your skin up and you look better. And now, you know.
Arlene, tell us, you think these kids should be kicked out of school?
I think so, because in the black community, any little thing you do is outed. Now the white kid is outed. Now they're crying. They always been the victim, and that's what they get.
I agree with you. I agree with you. If that's the argument, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Can we take the black and white out of it?
We shall not.
We're putting the white and black in it, because it's always white and black.
Very okay. True. So, I mean, there is gray areas.
I mean, these kids are innocent, though. They didn't do anything.
It doesn't matter. My kids is innocent, and I'm a black woman, and they always outed. So, there we go.
I would hate to see that happen to
you. She got a hell of a point. She ain't wrong when she right, people.
All right.
Well, exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mama.
Okay.
Gee, she got a hell of a point.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? This is Johnny.
Johnny, what's up, man? You think those kids should be kicked out of school, man?
Nah, I don't think they should be kicked out of school, bro. A lot of people in the entertainment industry, you know what I'm saying, got their kids going to private schools. So I don't feel like just because you got an OnlyFans, you should be able to kick these people's kids out of school, man.
Okay. Well, it is a private school, and she's not in the industry.
I guess he means the adult industry.
Yeah, it's interesting because Envy has an OnlyFans page, and his kids are in private school.
Yeah, I'm not naked on my OnlyFans page.
Yes, sir.
Charlamagne, I don't think you should say these people are not in the industry. These people are entertainers.
You mean the woman we're talking about on OnlyFans now? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, man, listen, OnlyFans itself is entertainment.
That is true. I was reading something last night, and they were saying how everybody's an entertainer. Oh, man. What? Somebody was talking about why certain people get hated on, right? And they were talking about Kevin Hart and Dr. Dre in particular. And it was Artemis Gordon. Artemis Gordon said, because everybody now thinks they're an entertainer. Being that everybody thinks they're an entertainer, everybody's competition, so you're jealous and you're envious of people, whether you realize it or not.
But you know what? A lot of celebrities do have OnlyFans pages. Like, it's not just for people to be naked. Like, everybody has a damn OnlyFans page.
Yeah, like Khaled and Fat Joe have an OnlyFans page and I'm playing basketball. But like, my
Khaled
OnlyFans
definitely be showing titties on his OnlyFans. Khaled definitely be showing titties on his own.
You set up 800.
Envy be having on a thong showing houses.
No, I don't. 800-585-1051. We're talking Crystal Jackson now. Her kids were kicked out of their Catholic school because she has an OnlyFans page. You think those kids should have been kicked out of school? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Crystal Jackson. She's a lady that has an OnlyFans page. Her kid's school found out, and they kicked the kids out of school.
All three of them.
Catholic school. Very important to know. I don't know all the rules of Catholic school, even though my daughter went to one for some years. But I don't know all the rules.
Yeah, I don't know the rules. One of my kids go to Catholic school, and I don't know the rules either.
You went to Catholic school, didn't you?
I did, but, I mean, my mom and dad didn't have an OnlyFans page.
You wore the little skirt?
What?
You wore the little skirt?
What would you like to see?
Sure.
No, I didn't wear a skirt.
I would love that. I would put that on the Summer Jam screen, and we don't even have a Summer Jam.
What's wrong with you?
I actually saw a picture of Envy when he was younger, probably around that time, and he did have on something small and tight. And
I didn't have on a skirt. I had on the little, the Jamaican mesh shirts. I had that on.
And some tiny shorts. And
you had the Jamaican.
I did Jamaican.
You did? The little sequin joint? Huh? The see-through joint?
Yeah, I did have a
see-through. That looked like a fishnet?
Yeah, I had a fishnet on.
Ah!
I don't know why my mom put me on that. But yeah, I had the little Jamaican.
I asked your mom. She said you picked it out.
No,
that nigga wanted to be Sean Paul so bad.
3-4 years old.
You know, Sean Paul was really just from the Bronx, right? He's Puerto Rican from the Bronx, pretending to be Jamaican. You wanted to be a little light skinned Puerto Rican, claiming to be Jamaican from Queens.
Why did my mother show you that, man? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
I want to be Sean Paul.
Hey, this is Ariel.
Hey, Ariel.
How you guys doing this morning?
Hi, Ariel.
You doing well? You think those kids should have been kicked out of school?
Now, I know that it's a church, and, you know, they don't agree with that kind of stuff, but isn't that where we're all supposed to be welcome?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're supposed to come as we are. We're supposed to be just be able to be ourselves and come and be accepted. So I don't think that they should have just immediately kicked them out. Maybe have a meeting, figure out why the parents are doing things like this, sit down, see your business, you know, can be stopped or whatever. But I don't think that they should have just kicked them out, because when you go to church, you just go in there to praise the Lord and be accepted and pretend that you're in.
So yeah, because you have to kick everybody out for whatever reason.
Exactly, because everybody's saying nobody is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I feel like something got to be missing from this story.
Them kids probably was balling in school.
I feel like we got to be missing something from this story. There's something we're missing. This don't sound right.
I mean, if kids are coming in there talking about it all the time and making fun of them and all that, maybe that's part of the reason. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I started from a group chat.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mystic from South Florida.
Hey, Mystic.
All the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
You think those kids should have been kicked out?
Absolutely not. I think about it like, look, I'm a mother, and let's say I'm single. I'm doing what I have to do to make ends meet by myself. Now, how does that make me feel as a mother? You're kicking my child out. I'm just trying to give my child the best education possible. Now, my child is embarrassed to go to school because of this. Now my child is looking at me crazy because I'm trying to make ends meet. And then what does that teach your future students that are gay but Catholic, or different races but Catholic? You know, you can't judge any and everybody that comes to your school. That's ridiculous.
I agree. You know what, though? Now that I'm thinking about it, because I'm old school, I'm thinking about all the women who I knew growing up who were strippers. But they kept that on the low.
Right.
Because they were strippers who were either using the money to pay for themselves to go to school so they could have a better life, or paying for their kids to go to school. But they kept that on the low on purpose, because they felt like if their job, you know, their day job found out, they would get fired.
Oh, they
you
didn't
know
want
what
to be
I mean?
Judged. Yeah, absolutely.
So
they want the kids to be judged.
You know, because of those old school strippers who had to go through that, she's stupid. For being on OnlyFans. I'm serious. She's silly for doing that on OnlyFans. I don't like that.
But
like,
she's making $150,000 a month.
I know. It's just, I, as an old school representative, right, it just feels wrong when I see these people like that all out in the open doing things that people used to have to hide. You know what I mean?
But we're in a pandemic. She might have got fired. She might have lost her job. She's just trying to make ends meet and was like, you know what? This is an idea. Let me try it. I'm wearing lingerie.
$150,000 a month. I don't believe
she's not showing her nipples. She's not showing vagina. So it's almost like wearing a bathing suit. And her kids got kicked out because she's not doing porn.
Yeah. I really do feel like something's not right. We're missing something.
Are you sure she wasn't naked in any of them?
I thought they said she wasn't naked. Only lingerie. No show, no nothing. I don't know.
I think we're missing something in this story.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. You think those kids should have been kicked out of school?
I don't agree or disagree with what she's doing. I figure that's none of my business. But I do feel like whoever found the lady on the Only page, if that's the case that this lady's kids are kicked out, the mother or father that found the lady should also be kicked out, because right is right, right?
She's watching
or
it.
Or wrong is wrong.
Because they were watching it.
I mean, if she's doing wrong, somebody was wrong by looking at the page in the first place.
Well, she could have got a tip, though. Somebody could have hit somebody up and said, do you know that what's her name, Cynthia? Cynthia's on OnlyFans? And then you went to go look to investigate.
Yeah, so there were some nude photos, by the way.
Oh, there were nude photos.
And it was a group of moms that actually came together to get them kicked out.
See what I'm saying?
It was anonymous envelopes of her photos that were sent to the school.
Whoa.
To me, a group of moms getting up, that's just as bad. They have the right to make their money however they have to make their money to take care of their children, and it's nobody else's business, especially to be blasting it out there.
That's a mom jealousy, man. Crystal probably pull up to school in a new Ferrari wearing all types of Birkins and as Charlamagne would say, Chanel on, and the moms got mad and started hating.
Man, salute to all the scrippers who walked for Cynthia to run, man.
Shut
all
up, man.
I'm serious, man. I feel the story, all them scrippers pain. I got homegirls. I know people, girls that I know who used to literally script, keep it on the low just so they could pay for themselves to go through college, pay for their kids to get through school. You know what I mean? And now you got people like Cynthia busting it open on OnlyFans for $150,000 a month.
Allegedly.
Get them kids out of school.
No, man.
For all the scrippers that had to suffer and all the scrippers that went through pain just for people like Cynthia, no.
Apparently the kids are traumatized now, though.
I mean, if you be traumatized too, naked.
You saw your mama busting it open.
Busting
on
it open. Bust it. Bust it.
You like, is that what I came out of?
Her name online is Mrs. Poindexter.
Wow. Wow.
Is she naked?
Mrs. Poindexter?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She sounds like she got full bush, too. She old school?
What?
Let me see. Give me a free peek. Who got
this
a free
guy's
peek?
Crazy.
Show the old man a free peek, guys. Younger Charlotte want to see what the hell's happening here.
Yes, and let's talk about some purposes. Shows that are coming back, some classics. Yo MTV Raps, Behind the Music, Unplugged, and more. We'll tell you some of those shows.
My goodness. Rumors on the way is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's happening? How's everybody out there?
We are good.
Hey, listen, man. Salute to my guy, Quail P. Did I salute Quail P?
You did.
From Jacksonville, Florida, man.
You did.
Play a little snippet of this song, Dramos.
Oh, boy.
Come on. This song is called Charlamagne. It's one of the best things to come out of Florida.
Charlamagne.
No, man, play the. I want to hear the whole the little hook thing.
Yeah, got it in here.
It was in there.
I don't know if that's in the system.
God it's damn,
right
Dan.
It's one up right there. See what it says? Clip. It says Quail. That's Quail. Play it.
Play Quail. Hit Quail. You hating, Drum. What you a hater?
Got me in trouble. Hey. Like a grab it if I hit it. Hey. I can call some names that not remain. Hey. I felt a lot of pain. A lot of pain. Hey. I had to cross my dog because I like to talk. Come Charlamagne.
Yes, I like to talk.
Like you ain't having me breathe.
Breathe.
I'm going to chase this cheese.
Cheese.
I'd rather do it with the team.
Cheese. Let me tell you something. From now on,
what?
If you're not singing my name, I'm not replying to you. Okay, I want my name sang.
Nobody's
from now
talking
on.
To you then.
Salute to Jacksonville.
To
salute to the 904. From now on, I want my name sang. You hear me?
Charlamagne.
Just like that. I'm not replying. I'm not replying
you.
If you're not singing my name.
You would want
Charlamagne.
To
Charlamagne. All right. Do it again, Drum.
Yee, what are we talking about in the rumors, Yee?
No.
Yee's walking in.
Huh? You want her name sung too. Yee was like, "Don't. I'm not answering you if you don't sing my name.
Who are we talking? All right, so when we come back, we got rumors. We're talking new shows, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Zendaya is on the cover of Vanity Fair's Hollywood issue, and they did a 35 interview questions as part of their series. And one question they asked her was the quality you like most in a man.
What is the quality you most like in a man?
I'm most like in a person. How about that? Oh, it's such a big question. What is the quality I most like in someone? I would say kindness is kind of like not the best way to describe it, but some people are just good people and you can just feel it.
The next question was, what quality do you like most in a woman? And then she said it's the same. It would be pretty much the same answer.
What's that mean? Why does she correct her like that? Does she like men and women? She's a pansexual? Is that why she said people?
Yeah, I don't know if she, because they hadn't asked a second question, so I don't know if it was that, or maybe she's, you know, open to anything, who knows?
I don't quote me on this, I thought it was called pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
I thought bi was like men and women.
Yeah, but pansexual, you know what, let me shut up.
Or fluid, you could be fluid.
Pansexual is when you're not limited in your sexual choices at all, regards to biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
Okay.
That's what I've read.
Did anybody watch Malcolm and Marie?
No.
Okay, so yes, I watched that. Did anybody watch I Care a Lot Netflix yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you guys will love that movie. You have to watch it.
I Care a Lot?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. I Care a Lot.
I know Zendaya is in Malcolm and Marie, right?
Yeah.
She's in I Care a Lot too?
No. That's just a totally different, but they're both on Netflix.
I want Euphoria. That's what I want. Euphoria season.
It's coming back.
Two.
All right, now let's talk about other things that are coming back. Yo MTV Raps is coming back. And that's going to be on the Paramount Plus streaming service. That launches actually on March 4th.
Who's hosting?
So next weekend. They have a lot of stuff, too. So they're also doing VH1's Behind the Music.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a lot of That's stuff. Dope. They're doing some Love other highly anticipated movies like Mission Impossible 7, mm-hmm. the sequel to A Quiet Place, Frasier reboot, if you're interested in that.
Who's hosting the MTV Raps, does it say?
I don't know.
Charlamagne, you know?
I'm sworn to secrecy. I can't be revealing that kind of information until it's ready to be revealed.
That's next coming out 2 days, right?
March 4th. That's not in 2 days. That's next week.
Oh, next week.
All right, MTV's also reviving Unplugged as well.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for all of those things. So yet another service. Now, if you have ads on there, it's going to cost you $4.99 a month. The premium tier with live sports, news, and TV will be $9.99 a month.
You kind of got to get Paramount Plus, man. And I'm going to tell you a show that I wish they would put on Paramount Plus. I want them to put old episodes of the Arsenio Hall show on Paramount Plus. You know, Arsenio Hall is one of my idol's inspirations. But the original talk show from 89 to 94 was Paramount. I wish they would put all the old episodes on Paramount Plus.
Well, they're also going to do things like a Rugrats revival for people interested in that with original voice cast, and that's going to be on Paramount Plus.
Beavis and Butthead.
I think they're expanding on the SpongeBob SquarePants universe, Star Trek, and iCarly also. It's a lot of content that they're launching with.
I mean, from nostalgia purposes, I'm happy for a lot of those old titles, man. But I do wish that they would try new things. Like, there's people out here that have new ideas. You know what I mean? New, fresh ideas. Like, you don't always have to, you know, just return to old titles just because they worked once upon a time.
All right. And get ready also for the third Spider-Man film.
You know I'm here for this.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Let's go, baby.
It's going to be only in movie theaters this Christmas. It's released December 17th.
Listen, last year we didn't get a lot of Marvel at all. This year we're getting so much Marvel because you got all the Disney Plus shows that are coming out like damn near every month, and a Spider-Man movie and Black Widow this year. Drop on the clues bombs for Marvel. Greatest comic book franchise ever.
All right, Ava DuVernay said she is not surprised that there are no black members on the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So that's no black people at the Golden Globes voting committee. That was a new report that was published by the LA Times on Sunday. They said the group of 87 international journalists who chooses the nominees and winners of the Golden Globe Awards each year does not have any black members.
That's right. I don't even know what any of that means, but I'm riding with Ava.
Now, Ava tweeted out reveals, as in people are acting like this isn't already widely known for years.
That's right.
But you don't even know.
I have no idea.
I ain't mad at you.
But Ava's right.
All right. Well, Freddie Gibbs just recently did the Joe Rogan Experience. And one thing that he talked about was shooting a crackhead 9 times.
Lord.
The reason the 45 caliber bullet exists and the reason they made cocaine illegal is because when blacks were working the docks in the late 1800s, early 1900s, a woman reported a rape and a cop had came up. And there was a black dude on cocaine. Then there was a coked up black dude, right? Real big dude, I guess. And a woman was saying, he's chasing me, right? And he was, I don't know what the was going on, but the cop was shooting at him and there was no stopping power enough, they said, for the bullet. So they'd make a bigger bullet.
Damn. And you know, this is some real shit because it was a crackhead back in the day. I shot the 9 times with a Tech 9 and he kept running down the alley.
Cap! I'm pretty sure Freddie is capping.
So you don't believe him or Barack Obama?
Nope. That's just as cap as Obama punching somebody in the nose for calling him a coon. And I'm going to keep saying it's cap because that can and will be used against
you.
You can't just be getting on platforms saying stuff like that.
Yeah, you can
still come on, Freddie. Freddie's joking, guys. That's cap.
Okay.
That's rap cap. Come on, man.
What?
I wonder what happened to that crackhead, though.
He was still running.
He put out an album. He got shot 9 times. He put out.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
That's what I would have done if I was him. I'd be like, shit, work for 50. Let me put mine up.
Goodness gracious. Well, I just Googled the host of the MTV Raps show. It says Kim Lee. I don't know how true that is, but it says Kim Lee. Do you know who Kim Lee is?
I didn't hear that one. No.
Oh, all right. Well, that's what it says when you Google. You know who Kim Lee is, right?
Who's Kim Lee?
Bling Empire. The DJ.
Oh, really?
That's what it says when I Googled it.
Are you serious?
That's what it says.
I love Bling Empire. That was a good series.
I like it too.
I really do.
I don't like how you said that because I'm Asian. You know who.
No, because you told me you watched Bling Empire.
No,
that's the reason why.
You said that was racist, Envy.
No, I didn't. You told me you watched. You're the one that put me on to Bling Empire. No, you put me on to Black Empire.
Wait a minute, G. You've been black for the past few years now. You can't choose to be Asian when it's convenient for you.
I'm half Chinese and half black.
That we know.
And half West Indian. So I'm both.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're the one that put me on the Bling Empire.
All right, just checking.
First of all, that sounds like cultural appropriation. Bling Empire? Bling, bling?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's a good show, though. Anyway.
And I want rappers to stop incriminating themselves. Please. Stop saying it. Please. We got to, come on. There's got to be some, like,
Maybe he already dealt with that.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm just saying, first of all, it was capped. He wasn't telling, he was joking. But we have to get to a point where we stop being upset at snitches, but then we get on these platforms.
And snitch on ourselves.
Yes. Come on, man. Especially to that audience. They don't know Freddie like that. They might have already reported that. I was listening to Joe, right? I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast and heard this guy on there saying he shot somebody 9 times. You don't know? Like, don't do that. Come on, man.
All right. Well, what did you say? What did I say?
Yo, MTV TV Raps Asia is the one that Kim Lee is
MTV Raps Asia.
Okay. Yeah. Well, y'all niggas don't read.
Oh, my gosh, MV.
Boy, niggas don't
I said new host of MTV Raps, and
read.
It popped up Kim Lee. That's why I asked.
My niggas just don't read.
No, I read. I didn't read the whole thing.
They don't read.
I heard it's Post Malone for the one in America that he said. It's the host.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Yo, Freddie, we need you to go up to the your MTV Rap studio.
I'm kidding.
Yo, I know we need to
go.
Yo,
Freddie.
Goodness gracious.
Bad bye, Freddie?
No, Freddie.
Oh, my goodness. Who are you giving a donkey to, man?
Donkey of the
day.
Why
are you sweating?
Because it'd be hot in here. That's why. I don't know why the hell it's so hot in here. Why is it so hot in here?
I don't know.
It ain't hot to nobody else.
That's a lie. It'd be hot in here every day. We need Herschel Walker to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Who else is hot?
All right. We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
Bro. They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, February 25th, goes to former NFL football player Herschel Walker. Yesterday, during a U.S. House hearing, Herschel Walker said that black Americans should not receive reparations. Yes, they had a virtual congressional hearing for H.R. 40, which is a bill sponsored by Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, which would create a commission to study reparation proposals. I know. What is there to study in regards to reparations? Either give it to black people or don't. It's like when you watch the George Floyd murder and then, you know, here they are investigating the crime before they take any action against the police. And you're like, what is there to investigate? Did you not see what I saw? We all saw the video. Same with reparations. What is there to study? We know what slavery was. We will get to all that in a second. But first, let's listen to a man who clearly was broadcasting live from the sunken place during this virtual congressional hearing. This is Herschel Walker discussing why black people should not get reparations.
I ask the question why. There's been many surveys show that a large percentage of black and white teens would say racism is better today than yesterday. We use black power to create white guilt. My approach is biblical. How can I ask my heavenly father to forgive me if I can't forgive my brother? My religion teaches togetherness. Reparation teaches separation. Slavery ended over 130 years ago.
I'm back.
How can a father be asked his son to spend prison time for a crime he committed? Reparation, where would the money come from? Does it come for all the other races except the black taxpayers? Who is black? What percentage of black must you be to receive reparation? Do you go to 23andMe or a DNA test to determine the percentage of blackness?
Lord,
some American ancestors just came to this country 80 years ago.
Lord,
their ancestor wasn't even here during slavery. Some states didn't even have slavery. Dr. King, I Have a Dream speech, said the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation was a great beacon of light. But hundreds of years later, we're still not free because of segregation and discrimination. Mm. Today, I call that reparation.
Lord have mercy. Where do we begin? It's so much to unpack here, as my therapist would say. Black power created white guilt. No, white supremacy created black genocide, which is what created white guilt. God damn, Herschel, who team you on? You know, why am I asking that question like I don't know the answer? But like the late, great Nipsey Hussle said, block for me, black man. You know they trying to scratch us. I know you played a little fullback and you were more of a ball handler than a blocker, but God damn, Herschel Walker, if you're a black person, there's absolutely no reason for you to step on anything that will possibly help black people, especially reparations. Now, back to what I said earlier about the study of reparations. I know folks is like, why the hell we need a study? Okay, if you need a study, watch Roots. Okay, watch Nate Parker's Birth of a Nation. That should be all the study you need. But when I talk to people much smarter than me on these issues, they can explain to you that any bill specifically for black people would likely be considered unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment unless it was narrowly tailored. So that's why reparations has been framed first as a study and then some form of action, because the study would show that a proposed course of action would be narrowly tailored, right? So this is why Herschel Walker needs to shut the F up forever. Because Herschel, if instead of, you know, you getting on that virtual hearing and clearly reading prepared statements that I'm sure a Caucasian wrote for you, how about let the study happen so you wouldn't have so many questions, okay? All those questions you ask could be answered if you let the study happen. But boy, when Massa runs a play. Remember when Birdie told Kyle at Above the Rim, you may have on the other team's jersey, but you play for me. That's Herschel Walker. He may be black, but he clearly plays for the white supremacists. Okay, Herschel, do you realize 75% of black people support reparations for slavery? I repeat, 75% of black people support reparations for slavery. 75%, 3/4. You quarter water Negroes who don't agree, you are your ancestors' wildest embarrassment. Okay, you talking all this rhetoric about being a biblical person. You show me in the Bible where there isn't consequences for actions. All throughout the Bible. It's stories of people making choices, and those choices have consequences. America made a choice, and that choice was to enslave people, so there has to be consequences and repercussions to this country for that original sin. Herschel, imagine after 12 years in the NFL, they told you that they weren't giving you a pension. They wasn't giving you a pension just because, even though you busted your ass on that field for 12 years and earned it. They said, no, we just not giving it to you. Now imagine if you were forced to play ball against your will. You never got paid for it, but the whole league benefited off your free labor, your blood, sweat, and tears. That's what built the NFL. Imagine that. Imagine that, and you got nothing for it. But then in the future, it was an opportunity, possibly for you to get some payback, some retribution, because the league wanted to atone for all the years of forced free labor they got out of you. Would you tell the NFL, no, y'all good, that was a long time ago? Hell no, you wouldn't. And you would look at anyone crazy who dare say that. That's how we are all looking at you right now. All I ever ask anyone is, if you aren't willing to help, don't hurt. Okay? If you don't want reparations, fine. Give your check to somebody else when the money comes. But don't block everyone else from attempting to get what's owed to black people. Because we built this country for free. And I'm going to tell you something else, Herschel. All those questions you have can be answered if you stop listening to the 85% of Caucasians who don't agree with reparations. And listen to people like Dr. Sandy Darity. Listen to Reverend William Barber. Listen to Ta-Nehisi Coates. Have a conversation with people who know what they're talking about. Matter of fact, listen to the reparations Big Payback Podcast, hosted by Erica Alexander and Whitney Dow. We had them on Breakfast Club last week. Would you like to hear some of what they had to say since you got questions? Let's play a little bit of Erica, see if she can answer some for Herschel Walker.
Because a lot of people think that it's just about a check, or it's only about a check, or, you know, and that's so crude. It's kind of grotesque. The problem is there's a pain and suffering of all these people. Millions and millions of Africans died, and we were denied citizenship. We were denied all sorts of restitution. They did experimentation on us, Tuskegee, mass incarceration. These are all plagues among us. So should it just be a check? No. Should it be a check? I absolutely believe it should, because I think that money is power.
That was Erica Alexander. Now, would you like to hear from Whitney Dow, a white man, okay? One of the 15% of white people who agree black people should get reparations. Listen.
One of the big things that has to happen, one reason why reparations hasn't happened, it's going to force white Americans to reimagine their own story. And that's the existential threat, to get white people to say, accept their history, accept their legacy of being part of this white supremacist structure.
Look, man, if you're not willing to help, don't hurt. Okay? Once again, Herschel Walker, if you're not willing to help, don't hurt. In the meantime, shut your thick neck ass up forever. Please give Herschel Walker. Let Remy Ma give Herschel Walker the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Let Kathy Griffin get some of that, too, because this is mayonnaise on this Nutella.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
It's the darkest jar of mayonnaise I've ever seen in my life. Who put dye in this mayonnaise?
All right.
Huh?
You're right over there. You sweating so bad.
It's hot in here.
So take a...
all your clothes.
Oh, that's I'm going to HR. Let's go, baby. You just asked me to take off all my clothes?
I'm singing a song. That's what I'm doing. I'm singing a song.
What, yo, what is wrong with you? All right, bro?
Having hot flashes
you
over there.
You need a credit card to swipe on them?
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. What's your question for Yee?
Okay, so me and my boyfriend been together for like 8+ years, and now he's saying that I'm getting too comfortable. Like, what does too comfortable mean?
So he said you're getting too comfortable. Okay. He didn't elaborate on that? Is it a physical thing? Like, does he feel like you're not, you know, making yourself look good? You're just too comfortable, always in your sweats,
she
not doing your hair.
She farted around him. She farted around him, and it stank. That's what it was.
Or is it that he feels like you don't appreciate
because,
him?
Like, no, too comfortable for me is like, okay, I can be in the shower or whatever. He just come in the bathroom and just, like, let one go. Like, I've worked. That's too comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I guess, like, he feels like my body language is... I don't know. I'm confused because I never heard, like, too comfortable.
Yeah, you got to ask him, what does he mean by that? Because I can't tell you what he means by that.
I don't know.
Do you feel like you're not making an effort in the relationship anymore? Are you doing special things for him? Are you
surprised? Yeah, I'm doing special things. But, okay, see, I had called once before. You know, remember, like, the facial or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, that was me. Because I know, like, one time I was like, you know, like, we can watch movies over there. We were like, well, I don't want to watch no movies. So now I'm like, whenever he been in the living room, I don't want to be in the living room with him because he don't want to watch movies. He just plays his game. So I leave him alone, let him play his game. So I go in the other room, watch TV. So now that he's like, I'm getting some comfort, I don't be on him like that.
Okay, he wants more affection and attention.
How? But he's on the game. But whenever he's on the game, I just let him be. But whenever he's not on the game, that's who he want me to be on him.
Well, maybe y'all need to plan to do things so that he knows, okay, look, let's go out to dinner, or I'm gonna cook dinner and you're gonna do, you know, just maybe you guys need to plan things so that it's not just he's doing him, I'm doing me. Y'all gotta do each other.
True.
So, but that comes from him too, though. That's not just you. It sounds like he's too comfortable also.
Yeah, because I had told him, like, in the beginning of the year, you know how, like, it was all fun, lovey-dovey. Now, like, we don't have that type of connection, passion. I told him that. But he was like, a relationship isn't like that. Everybody's not like that all the time. And I was like, I'm not trying to go out in public, hold hands, smile, and this and that. I'm trying to gain what we had in a different other relationship.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Y'all going to alternate weeks. 1 week, you're going to make a plan for what you're going to do, and you pick a day and a time. And then the next week, he's got to make a plan so that y'all surprise each other and take turns and have something to look forward to and plan.
Okay.
All right? Let us know how it goes.
I will. I shouldn't be appreciate y'all.
You should learn how to play those games, too, and whoop his ass in the games and surprise him like that.
I need to. I was like, girl, what? I need to.
All right, good luck. At least y'all
probably get mad if I win.
At least y'all love it. Well, too bad. At least y'all love each other though. But yes, I think you gotta just
What Charlamagne or even say black men don't cheat.
That's right. Yeah.
Black men don't cheat and black women don't fart around their men.
Yeah.
All right, mama, good luck.
All right, thank y'all.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit it now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on?
What's your question for Ye, bro?
What's the thing, man? I got a girl that I've been talking to off and on for about a year now, and she has a weed addiction. And I don't have anything against marijuana or anything like that, but it would get to the point where she'll spend like half her paycheck on weed. And I'm trying to figure out, should I continue on with this girl or should I just go ahead and try to find another female to talk to?
Yeah, it sounds irresponsible, but is she taking care of all her other bills and handling everything?
She is. She is very
I mean, it's her money to spend how she wants to as long as she's handling business and everything else and the relationship is good.
So you think I should keep moving forward with her? You don't think I should?
The only issue you have with her is that she smokes weed all the time and spends her money on her weed, or is there more to it than that?
That's really it. It's just the amount of money and the amount of weed that she smokes. I mean, she smokes literally every day.
I dated a guy like that before. It was a little bit of a turnoff and it was too much, but that wasn't the reason why we broke up. But sometimes that can escalate into other issues. Because it's something that, like, bothers you. So sometimes those things kind of fester and turn into something more. So I don't know if there was anything else. But she's spending her own money, not your money, on weed. She's still handling all of her responsibilities. So it's just like...
That's true.
You know, if you feel like she does it too much, and then it turns into an argument because then she might feel like you're judging her on what she does. And you don't smoke. Right. So sometimes, and it's the same thing with drinking. Sometimes there's people who have a drink every day and you don't drink and you're like, it's disgusting. But, you know, if the weed smoke, does it bother you or you just don't like that she spends her money on it?
I just don't like that she spends her money on it and does it every day. That's my biggest, other than that, but everything you're saying is on point.
Yeah. I mean, it's her money and she's handling everything else. It's not like she's in a situation where she don't have money to spend. She's borrowing it from people. She's getting evicted but still buying weed.
True. I appreciate that, Angela. I appreciate that. That's kind of opened my mind a little bit.
All right. There you go.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shania.
Hey, what's your question for Ye?
From Jersey, living in Georgia. Ye, I just wanted to thank you. I hit you up on Twitter one day, and I was really concerned about asking my husband for a wedding, with my fiance for a wedding, because when we first got together, we had discussed that we weren't doing that. We didn't want to. You told me to just ask him, and long story short, my wedding is June 2022. I'm super excited.
Yay.
I appreciate y'all. I just wanted to call in and tell you I love y'all. Charlamagne, my book club read your book.
Thank you.
Inspired me to do something. I actually am a psychology major now.
Yes, that's dope.
And I'm going to open in my own practice, catering to Black folks. We are going to do better. I plan on doing my part in the healing. So I'm excited. Just thank y'all for your inspiration. And Andy, thank you so much.
Sounds like you got everything you need right now. You know, you majored in psychology. You getting married and having the wedding that you wanted to have. You got your fiance. That's dope. And you paying it forward. Yes. We love it.
Yes. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a blessed one. I'm praying for y'all. Keep looking for y'all success.
Thank you. All right, we need you. We need more culturally competent Black people in the mental health care space. So thank you.
All right. I'm trying. I want to do my part. I'm going to help these families, help these women of domestic abuse. I just want to do my part. That's it. Y'all do y'all part. Love y'all.
We will. Thank you. Love you too.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and Rowdy Rebel was on with Elliot Wilson on Tidal, and we'll tell you what he had to say.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Rowdy Rebel checked in with Elliot Wilson on Tidal, and he talked about basically Bobby Shmurda taking additional jail time looking out for him. Here's what he said.
I think about that all the time because it was like it was really trying to railroad us, and we found a way out of it. And it was sad that the bro had to sacrifice himself for us to get out of it. I won't say like it was heavy on my heart, like I owe my brother something. Like, because at the end of the day, like, what's mine is his, regardless, you feel me? But it do weigh heavy on my heart, knowing, like, damn, I'm the reason why, like, 2 years of my bro life was still took it. He never, ever had no regrets. I told him it was never brought up.
That's real.
I'm telling you, man, I respect those young men so much, Bobby Shmurda and Rowdy Rebel, simply for dealing with the consequences of their actions. No excuses, no pointing the finger at other people. They just handled their handle. I
Not
respect
only that,
it.
He took a longer term so his man didn't have a longer sentence, so his man could have a shorter term, which is real.
Mm-hmm. All right, now T.I. was on The Shade Room, and he was talking about not being believed and how people who are in positions of power to help other people are often challenged.
Can't nobody tell me about me. You dig what I'm saying? Your opinion of me will never overrule my opinion of myself. Your fantasy of me will never overrule my fact of myself. One thing social media has shown us and society at large is anytime a black man is in a position of power and he uses his platform to speak on behalf of the community and to help people who need the most help, that's going to be objected to, challenged, as long as you know, trying to be a voice for the voiceless. You just got to believe enough in your purpose to stand up and go on through it.
Hey, man, he's right. And I don't care how many times a lie is told, it doesn't make it the truth. And sometimes in life, you just got to be good with knowing you know the truth, because the truth is still the truth, regardless if folks think otherwise. And social media never has no idea what the facts are. They just all based on feelings. And those feelings definitely aren't always the truth.
Right. People read anything and think it's true online,
Lord have
too.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's talk about the Real Housewives franchise. According to the Jasmine brand, they are prepping a limited spinoff series. So it'll be women from various cities, and they're going to stay in the same house in a tropical location. Just so you know, the Real Housewives franchise is currently in Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Potomac, Beverly Hills, New York City, New Jersey, Dallas, and Orange County.
Salt Lake City's good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I watched that solo.
You know why it's good. There's that one woman that's like married to her grandfather.
Yeah, she's married to her grandfather. That is crazy.
You got some wild TV viewing habits, bro.
I know.
The Bachelor and The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
It's actually very good. And Bling Empire. Those are three really good shows.
Mm-hmm. When does Ebony start on Real Housewives of New York? I'm only watching that this season for Ebony.
And good, and but Leah. Leah's amazing on it. Leah's the one.
Leah's funny.
Yeah, Leah actually made that this last season. So it's going to be great to have both of them on.
Yeah, I didn't watch it last season.
Salt Lake City's good. Atlanta's good. New York with Leah's good. Jersey's good. I don't watch the rest of them.
I watched New York just to see Leah on there. Actually, just here's a fun fact for people who might not know. Leah used to be the host on Lip Service when I was at Sirius.
I remember.
She was my co-host.
But I'm definitely watching. I want to see what Ebony K. Williams does on Real Housewives in New York this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see how she fits in, because that seems a weird fit.
The host of the Holding Court podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, among other things.
Good plug.
Yes.
And she's on Revolt as well, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, Chance the Rapper has filed a lawsuit against his former manager, Pat Corcoran. He accused him of exploiting his stature, damaging his reputation, and demanding kickbacks as well. According to the Chicago Tribune, Chance the Rapper filed that lawsuit last week. And it was around the same time that he was also responding to Pat Corcoran's breach of contract lawsuit. His former manager says that he was owed an alleged $3 million in unpaid commission. So now Chance is trying to dismiss those multiple counts of the original lawsuit and also seek over $1 million for each of the three counts in his lawsuit. Woo, it's hard to tell, boy. Mm-hmm. That's when business goes wrong. You could think somebody's amazing and everything's going really well until it's not. And then you're in court. All right, Cardi B is planning to tell her side of the assault. You know, she was charged with assault back in 2019 because of a fight that allegedly happened at a Queens strip club. Now, according to reports, they're saying that she allegedly ordered attacks on two bartenders. And for that incident, she was indicted on 14 charges, which includes two counts of assault. She rejected a plea deal.
That's still going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So one person said, they've been lying on your name for so long. Clear it, bae. And Cardi responded, super clear it with receipts and all. I can't wait till Ish is over so I can tell my part of Ish. MFers really ran with the... Whew, this is too much. I can't even bleep myself this much. But basically, people been lying on her for too long. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll see what she has to say once everything is cleared up. But yes, that is still going on. Feels like it's been quite some time.
Long time, yeah.
All right. And Neo's pregnant wife, Crystal, has reacted to claims that he forced his ex, Moneta, to get her tubes tied. She said he did not make anyone do anything. Somebody wrote on IG, and I don't even know why people are responding to this. What about his first wife? He convinced to sterilize herself and then left her, LMAO.
What?
And Crystal responded, I'm his first wife, boo. Because remember, there was this story going around that Neo told Moneta to get her tubes tied and then he left her.
Once again, people on social media swear they be knowing about people's lives. You don't know what the hell y'all be talking about.
I have no idea what you're
talking about. What you're talking about.
Even it was a big deal, but Moneta has even said multiple times that they made the decision together. Right, so now Crystal is saying, I'm being accurate since you want to be in something so bad. I respect the mother of his kids, and facts are facts. He didn't request nor make anyone do anything. She has moved on and is in love, happy as hell. You should try it, simple-minded child.
And you know what's crazy? That's probably the truth. But nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Like, mm-hmm. these people want to believe what they want to believe.
The three of them have even been on The Real together. Mm. So everything's good. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, what are you doing with your pointy finger?
I'm wrapping up. You said wrapping up.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I told you. Can you go one
Don't
show?
Point that finger
one
at me.
Show. One show.
Do that again and say, how can I get on?
You know what? I'm not messing with you.
Right. Here.
No, when he says, how can I get on?
Yeah.
It's the Breakfast Club. Come on, yeah. Now, Charlamagne, what are we doing today for Black History Month?
Today we are honoring Sister Soulja. Now, I know I say the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, but the only thing crazy about Sister Soulja, who's from the Bronx, is that she's crazy enough to create the kinds of stories she wants unapologetically and uncompromised, okay? In 1999, she gave the streets a classic novel called The Coldest Winter Ever, classic body of work that spawned two more novels, Midnight, A Gangster Love Story, and Midnight and the Meaning of Love. You know, and one day, hopefully, we'll get the movie that's been promised to us. But in the meantime, we can always read, all right? But Sister Soulja's been fearless for a long time, and I would like for you all to hear who she says she makes her stories for.
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend.
But isn't there a danger in telling young people, encourage them to be?
Well, I don't make my work for you to interpret it. I make it for Black young people so that they can understand that we are at war, that we have to be strong-minded, that we have to be productive, that we have to be unafraid of expressing ourselves and getting what we want in this society.
But isn't there a danger in telling young people, encourage them to be militant? Aren't you taking them down a track that can only lead to a cul-de-sac, and at the same time alienating a lot of people who really don't understand or accept or even grasp that militant language?
Well, what most people who know my work know is that I don't only teach young Blacks to be militant. I teach them to be intelligent, substantive, to make analysis. I think that America has to stop painting young Black people as being uncivilized and irrational.
And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
Man, I love some Sister Soulja. I actually had a chance when she put out Midnight to do a one-on-one interview with her in Newark with Mayor Roz Baraka, which was really, really dope. I admire her so much.
Well, salute to the Queen, Sister Soulja. We honor
Absolutely.
You.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice. The Breakfast Club, good morning. I mean, the guy, we are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, man. This is a quote from the great Kobe Bryant, the late great Kobe Bryant, since it's all this talk about, you know, making Kobe Bryant the new NBA logo, which I'm not against, you know. But Kobe once said, pain doesn't tell you when you ought to stop. Pain is the little voice in your head that tries to hold you back because it knows if you continue, you will change.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, Real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.